next is Lacey. not quite. No, let's try that again. That would be lazy. C, also indecisive. This is slothful. Slow, not eager or willing to work or exert oneself. We need zeal to be more decisive. We need dedication to be more committed. We need obedience. And if we have not understood it, obedience helps us obey, but it does that by giving us a feeling of being willing to do something. Instead of, obedience is not just forcing yourself to do something to be obedient, but if you pull on it, you'll have that, yes, I want to do that. You'll have that willing feeling about the things that you need to do. Sobriety is to discipline ourselves, to be self-controlled and disciplined. We need strength to bear up under weight or responsibility instead of, feel like it, and all the lazy, slothful spirits. And workmanship, to be more skillful at the things that we do so that we can pitch in and get the job done instead of hanging back. Sometimes what we understand is the manifestation lazy may be because we don't know what to do or don't know how to attack it or feel like we don't have the wherewithal to do it, and so it seems easier to just vegetate than to pitch in and try to do the thing. So some workmanship could make us more, help us be more skillful to go after it. Ecclesiastes 9:10.
Whatsoever the hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, so that thy soul.
So do we really want a situation where there's no work? Well, maybe a lazy spirit does. But we have one shot to get eternal life, to get the things done that we need. Go for it. And Proverbs 13:4.
The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat.
This usually goes with lazy. I wish I had this. I wish I had that. I wish I had a gift that works like that person's gift does. Well, how are we going to get it? Got to get in there and work it. Amos 6:1.
Woe to them that are at ease in Zion.
So there's a good, fast, short scripture to use against, I don't feel like it. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion. Hit that spirit. Use that sword. Lop his head off. Proverbs 24:33 and 34.
Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come.
So if we do have these genuinely lazy spirits, we're not talking about really being worn out and needing a nap here, but genuinely lazy spirits that just want to lounge around all the time, know that that tends to a poverty condition, whether it be we don't want to go to work because we're lazy, then we're not going to have any
business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
Amen. Ecclesiastes 10:18.
By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through.
Oh my. So that's the visible picture. If we were always lazy and we never wanted to keep up on the maintenance on our physical house, then the thing would just fall into a heap. Well, it's the same thing in the spirit realm. If we don't want to do maintenance on our spiritual body and do the things that our spiritual body needs, then it just will fall through in a heap. Philippians 2:12.
Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Amen. 2 Thessalonians 3:10.
This we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat.
Amen. And if we're not willing to work things in our mind, then God won't continue feeding our soul if we're not willing to work the things that we have been given. 1 Thessalonians 4:11.
Study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands.
So not to be lazy and always wishing we had that other person's ministry, but work with our own hands. Get our own ministry going. 2 Timothy 2:15.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
So the workman that is ashamed is the one that hasn't done the work and so doesn't have the preparation, doesn't have the things in his mind. If we go after it, there will be nothing to be ashamed of. We'll have the answers. We'll have the truths that we need. 2 Chronicles 15:7.
Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded.
So lazy may be motivated by not thinking it's going to do any good, not thinking there'll be any outcome. Answer that back. Our work will be rewarded.